Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Depraved Awakening. Let me turn the volume up a little bit, because I haven't needed it for a little bit. There we go. My head hurts. Must have drunk too much wine last night. I've really got to stop doing that. Grim must have carried me to bed, which means he slept on the couch in his own home. Sweet of him. Wish I could just lay here for a couple more... No, I need to get to it. Got another long day ahead. Just hopefully not as futile as yesterday, or the day before that, or the week before. Come on, Judy, none of that. Happy thoughts. Hey, where did my shorts go? Did Grim take them off? That would be a bit... Oh, there they are. I must have taken them off last night. Anyway, let's see here. Need a pretty skirt and top. Gotta look presentable. Though at this point, I'd be lucky to find a job as a dishwasher. This really sucks. But happy thoughts, right? Yeah, this works. Looks like Grim is still asleep on the couch. Be quiet and get to the washroom. Should be something for my headache. Heh, so Judy's trying to sneak past me. Ow, my back! Holy shit, the office couch is practically therapeutic compared to this one. Maybe I'm just more used to it? Oh, you're awake! I didn't disturb you, did I? You kinda did, but only because of my finely honed professional detective senses. Well, that, and I got up to take a leak 15 minutes ago, then heard you start getting changed before I could fall asleep again. So I figured I'd just lay here for a bit longer and give you your privacy. And let the morning wood go away. Not easy with you changing 10 feet away. Probably too much info, though. Definitely. Thanks, Grim. I appreciate it. So, good morning, I guess. And good morning to you, kiddo. That what you're wearing to go job hunting? Yeah. Something wrong with it? Why do they keep trying to hook me up with this stepdaughter? It's so bizarre. Now, you look great. Those guys downtown would be stupid not to hire you. Thanks, I hope you're right. I have a good feeling about today. Well, come on, let's go. Not much in the fridge, but we can grab some breakfast at a diner easily enough. We should hurry. Don't want to keep those prospective employers waiting for their best hire in years. One greasy breakfast and 2 hours of job hunting later. Poor Judy, this has to be demoralizing. She's trying, but jobs are hard to come by with this recession. Well, maybe that flower shop will hire me. Doesn't pay much, but at least it's something. Oh, who am I kidding? Grim, I'm sorry, I'm really trying, but... The small shops aren't hiring, and none of the big firms will take me on because of Mom. Hey, kiddo, cheer up. Remember, you still have a roof over your head. I'll bid a small one, of course. Yeah, small is one word for it. If this keeps up, it'll be like two rats in a cage. We'll eventually go... Help! Grim, that guy stole her purse! Out of the way, bitch! I don't think so, asshole. If you're looking at Judy, you're not watching your feet. What? Fuck! Ow! Fuck! See you later, asshole! Motherfucker. The punk's just hightailing it. Good. See to the lady, Grim, and I'll get her purse. Oh my god, I was so scared! Oh my god, it's right. Jesus H. Christ. I don't know what I... Hey, it's okay now. God, thank you. I don't know what I would have done if you weren't here. Well, you'd probably be looking for a new purse. Mind you, without any money, that might be a bit hard. Grim, that's not funny. Alright, you should probably have this back. Thank you so much. Hey look, could I buy you 2 coffee? Good deeds should be rewarded, right? What do you think? I prefer thinking about rather different rewards, but won't go there since I'm popping a boner right now would be embarrassing. That sounds lovely, Grim. What do you say? Yeah, sure. Why not? Keep those eyes up, Grim. Eyes up! Great, I know a spot just around the block. I'm Kira, by the way. Hi, I'm Judy, and the hero of the morning here is Grim. Hero, I just took my foot out. Still, good to meet you, Kira. Judy's right, Grim. How many wouldn't have done even that? Well, shall we? Wow, talking about fast friends. 2 minutes of walking and these two are chatting up a storm. Haven't slightest idea what half of it means, of course. Like, what the hell is top chat? Or tap chat? I don't know. 10 minutes later at the cafe. Hey there, Kira. How are you? Usual? Nah, something different today. How about you two go grab us a seat? Sure thing, Kira. Thanks. So, hon, what it'll be? Americano? Actually, I'd be buying those two coffee, love. Just regular coffee? Oh, no, sweetheart. Let's make them extra special. Oh, you bad little devil, you. You know it. Come on now, quickly. Of course, coming right up. Now, here we are. One for my morning hero and one for the sweetest girl in town. There you go. This place is the best. Hey, thanks. You're right. It is terrific. Oh, that is good. She wasn't kidding. Kira, this is really great. Thanks for showing us this place. Of course, it's my pleasure. So what were you two doing out and about today? Well, Grimir was keeping me company while I was looking for work. That's lovely. It's great to see people helping each other out. Any luck? The owner of that flower shop did seem to take a liking to you. You should probably head back tomorrow or Friday. Perhaps he thinks you'd fit. Heh, I appreciate the vote of confidence, Grim, but it's a minimum wage job and there's no way I'd be able to make ends meet. It's just this city. No one wants to hire a girl like me. Oh, this is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Judy, listen, maybe I could help you out. My father owns an upscale spa a couple of blocks from here and I oversee its day-to-day management. As it happens, we've been needing a new receptionist. The pay isn't great, but it's certainly more than minimum in some flower shop. Really? I mean, that would be great. Thank you. Gonna have to fire that cow, Samantha. Worthless anyways. I should be thanking you. You're a bright young girl, which is the sort of charm we need greeting our clients. A spa, huh? I have a couple of questions first, if you don't mind. Grim, it's just a spa. You don't have to investigate everything. It's no bother. Sure, ask away. What kind of clients do you have? Oh, mostly business types, the usual crowd. So men, mostly? Certainly a large number. I guess I've never really thought about it. What services do you offer? Well, let's see. Massages, of course. All of our therapists are appropriately licensed, naturally. There's mud baths, tanning. Oh, manis and pedis, of course. And facials. You know, Grim, the skin around your eyes and forehead is looking quite dry. Perhaps you could use an all-natural, hot and creamy facial yourself. Ugh! Grim, you've got coffee all over your chin. What would Judy's responsibilities be? Well, at the front desk, she'd be greeting our clients, setting up appointments, and processing payments. And there's some light secretarial work, answering the phone, doing paperwork, and the like. That doesn't sound all that bad. Sounds great if you ask me. What's the spa's name? Excuse me. What's your establishment called? Established? I've never heard it put quite so formally before. Sounds a bit strange. Anyway, it's called the Rockford Day Spa. It's close to the Vic Hotel, just west of here. Is there anything else? Yeah, Grim, was there anything else? A criminal background check? Maybe a blood sample? Funny, it was just a few basic questions. You make it sound like an interrogation. I got what I needed. Thanks, Kira. I appreciate it. Hey, no problem. Besides, everyone knows you need handcuffs for real interrogation. Otherwise, it's hardly any fun, right, Grim? Han? Ha, you're bad, Kira. You know it, sweetie. After this, maybe we can get you some brand new clothes for your brand new job? Wow, really? Sure, I'd love to. I could use some new clothing. Do you want to come with us, Grim? Part of me says yes, I'd like to see you in a bunch of sexy, cute outfits. However, the more sensible part says I'd just be bored silly. Plus, I do have shit to look into. Sorry, I can't, ladies. Work calls, and I have to head down to the police station for a while. Oh, that's too bad. Hey, afterward, did you want to get some supper? I think we can do that. Seems only fitting to celebrate a bit, doesn't it? How about I meet you at Diego's around 6? I mean 6! The hell? What? Yeah, of course, 6 o'clock sounds great. Before we head out, Kira, I need to use the ladies' room. I'll be right back. Take your time. So, Grim. Yeah? Guess we'll be seeing each other again, huh? Sounds like... Huh. I certainly get that feeling. These last few days have been truly fantastic. By which I mean fantastically perverted. Which is pretty damn fantastic, yeah. Guess I'll be seeing you later. Thank you, Morning Hero. Yeah, you're very welcome. Well, Grim, take care of yourself. Don't worry. I promise I'll take good care of Judy. I'd appreciate that. You've been sweet. Bye now. Tell Judy I'm sorry I had to run. Hopefully Eddie will be down at the station. I'd like to see what information they managed to gather. Could really help. An hour later, the Free City Police Station. Front desk said Eddie should be along. Ah, there he is. Grim, how are you? You went pretty easy on Hollis yesterday. I was worried you'd try berating him like you're so famous for. And give him an excuse to haul me in on obstruction? I'm not that dumb. Besides, he wasn't worth it. Anyway, Eddie, I was hoping I could get some information. Think I could get a look-see through the Mason case files? Heh, only if you're buying drinks Friday. Oh, you want to meet Friday? Yeah, at this new spot a few of us like. I think you'd fit right in. Well, I can't promise to buy many. Things are tight, but you can count on me for a few at least. Come on, man. I'll find you an out-of-the-way hole to hide in. A few minutes later in the station basement. It's not the coziest of places, I know, but no one will bug you here. Christ, what's that smell? Rats would be my guess. Rats? That wretched smell is rats? Well, probably dead ones. If you get a bit hungry and see some suspiciously discarded food or on the floor in the corner, I'd leave it alone. Unless you like bleeding out of random orifices, of course. Ugh, thanks for the advice, Eddie. But somehow I doubt I'll feel like eating for a while. Look, stay here and let me get the flies. You can take anything out, but go ahead and take all the pictures you want. You can't take anything out, rather. But go and take in all the pictures you want. Alright, I get it. Sounds good. Short while later. Here, it's not much, but I got the coroner's report at least, plus all the notes from the scene. Hope it helps. Hey, thanks again, Eddie. I owe you a solid. I know you could get in big trouble for this. Yeah, just leave the files here and I'll pick them up at the end of shift. I just hope you find what you're looking for, Grim. I'll leave you to it. Shit, he wasn't kidding. There's not too much here at all. How seriously are the cops taking this case? Well, anyway, let's go over what Hollis's professionals managed to dig up. Okay, let's see what the doc has to say. Body suffered from massive blunt force trauma. Well, yeah, from the sudden stop at the end and all that. Multiple lacerations across the hips and lower abdomen. Extensive craniocerebral trauma as well as facial trauma and lacerations. This is the expected cause of death. There was also an avulsion on the right shoulder with full separation. Wow, the fall tore his arm off. Now what about his toxicology? Alcohol, 0.02. Amphetamines, undetected. Opiates, undetected. Cocaine and metabolites, undetected. Blah, blah, blah. Just skimming through the rest, looks like nothing fun was found. So he died of a long fall, and there was nothing in his system other than maybe a beer or two, which tells me nothing new. Police arrived at the scene at 7:30 p.m., Tuesday evening. Damn, that was maybe an hour after I left. And to recite the bloody obvious, the victim was discovered on the sidewalk, and he was ID'd as Richard Mason. The spouse was located in their apartment on the 25th floor. Stella Mason denied witnessing the victim jump, stating she was out when it happened. Hey, here's something. Eddie put a note in here about a cigarette butt in the toilet. Curious. Neither of the Masons smoke. Also, I happen to know that someone, namely me, had to piss like a racehorse shortly before leaving the apartment. Which means someone who wasn't Mr. or Miss Mason discarded the cigarette in the toilet sometime between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There was definitely someone else in that apartment just before Mr. Mason died. Well, Eddie had said there wasn't much in the way of witnesses, and these reports confirm that. What few there were all say the first hint of trouble was after Mr. Mason hit the sidewalk, and after that it was mostly just yelling and screaming. But interviews were done with some of the neighbors. The Youngs said that for the last couple of weeks, the Masons were often heard arguing. From what could be heard, the Youngs believe it involved money. They also stated that over the last few weeks, there were many visitors to the Masons' apartment. I wonder if that was Stella's doing. And that's about... Oh, whoa, I don't feel right. What's happening? Dump. Meanwhile, at the Rockford Day Spa. Yes, baby, you like that? Mmm, you love it when you get failed by me? Sure, baby. That's it? Sure, baby? Well, yeah, I guess so. You guess so? Fine. Then how about I drill you harder? Oh, yeah! Fill your sweet pussy up! Ah, finally, there you go. Really, fuck me. Hey, you Christina, I'm looking for my skirt. Have you seen it? Who the fuck? Christina, you bad girl. What's going on here? So, Christina, my skirt? Any ideas? Well, it's gotta be here somewhere, right? Did you try the back closet? Someone threw some clothes in there. Careful, though. She may have done something nasty. She wasn't too happy when she left. Hey, do you know who I am? If you don't know who I am, then no one terribly important. Now, Christina, we'll have a new employee joining us tomorrow. Treat her well, understand? Sure, no sweat. Just like this so-called luck. Hey, don't ignore me. What in blazes is going on here? Oh, can't you see I'm trying to have a discussion with my friend? And hey, did I say you could stop fucking her? What? Go on, get busy there. Or has the Viagra already let you or your cock down? What the hell? Fine, then I'll fuck her. I'll fuck her good and hard. Oh, fuck. Better. So like I was saying, be extra friendly to her, okay? Her name is Judy. Sure. Kira, I'll... Be sure to. Good, now enjoy the rest of the session. I'll try, but he's pretty bad. I'll put on a good show, though. That's all I ask. Now, slut, take it deep in that wet pussy. Yeah, baby, fuck me like you mean it. Or you might put me to sleep. God, how long was I out for? 2 hours? Didn't think the smell was getting to me that much. The afternoon's almost gone, but I should still have time to see what Stella's up to. Then to Diego's for dinner with Judy. It's 6 o'clock. Can't believe I said that. Freud and his fucking slips. Feeling a bit better now. I'll leave the files for Eddie and get out of there. Alright, let's see what Stella's doing. Guess I'll make with the camera and telephoto lens from the neighboring building again. I feel like a stalker, but stalking is pretty much what I do for a living. Except this case isn't actually paying any bills, damn it. An hour later, overlooking the Mason's apartment. I spent so much time here, I should get a beer fridge and a comfy chair. Okay, let's get this camera out and see what she's up to. Nice bra. She's still staring blankly out the window, even if she doesn't seem as upset as yesterday. Oh, hey, what's she doing? Damn, look at that body. Yeah, baby, show me what you got. Alluring's an understatement. Oh, that ass deserves a keepsake. What's she reaching for? You gotta be kidding me. Holy shit, why am I so horny? I can't seem to help myself these days. Come on, Stella, fuck yourself with that big toy. Hell yeah. Yeah, that's good, you dirty thing. Your pussy just swallowed up that dildo, you naughty girl. Fuck, she spotted me. Yeah, you want to please yourself? Well, I think the two can play at that game. Yeah, show me those tits, nasty girl. You like watching me as much as I love watching you, don't you? God, I want to fuck those tits. Oh, fuck yeah, nasty slut. God, I'm gonna... God, yes. Phew, that was good. With shows like this to watch, I should get lotion and tissues to go with that comfy chair and fridge. I've no idea why I've been so horny lately. Not that I'm complaining, mind. Shit, I should get to Diego's. I'll see you again, Miss Mason. 30 minutes later, on the drive to Diego's. Damn, I'm almost a half hour late. Fashionably late is one thing, but this is too much. Hopefully Judy won't be too upset. Aw, shit, there she is, poor thing. Hey, Judy, sorry it took me so long. Where were you? You're really late, you know. Sorry, I was at the station looking over some evidence that Eddie got for me, and suddenly I got lightheaded and passed out. Wait, really? Same thing happened to me, but now I feel fine, and Grim would just worry. Maybe it was all that crime fighting you did today? Maybe, I suppose, but I'm still concerned. Well, how do you feel now? You look okay to me. Yeah, I feel much better. Guess I'll see how I feel later on. Well, silly, sit down already. It looks strange just standing there and talking. Better? Ha, of course. So how was your day with... Ah, Kira, wasn't it? It was great. She got me a couple of nice things to wear for the job. We went to this high-end shop, and I was like, I can't afford the clothes here. And then she was like, nah, don't worry, it's on me. Lots cheaper than losing all the stuff in my purse anyway. So yeah, I got some really nice things. Are you gonna show me when we get home? Sure, I'd love to. Great. Shall we order? Sure. A good meal and a few drinks later. And that's when Kira just blew up at the manager. She was like, I don't think so. I'm not paying retail on a display piece. I don't know if I should be scared or happy. Still, it worked. She got them to give us a display dress at a discount. Well, it sounds like you had a lot of fun with her. Do you think she'll be okay to work for? I hope so. And you'll be wearing your new clothes? Are they from the same brand? Of course. I said high-end, didn't I? They're made by... what? I didn't catch that. Was it Italian? Greek? European of some sort, I think? Well, shit. Just smile and nod like you've heard of him. Her? Them? Oh, them. Yeah, I've heard they make good clothes. Ha, huh, no you haven't, Gramps. But that's okay. That glazed expression looks very cute on you. Glazed is right. I know it's rude, but at this point I just want her to keep talking. I can't get enough of looking at her. Those sweet young lips. I wonder how soft they are to touch. The way she slowly wets them? That could even bring a strong man to his knees. God damn it, there we go again. Yes, she was always pretty, but I've never thought about her this way before. Say, Grim, can we maybe have a couple more drinks? The wine is excellent. Of course, no arguments from me. Nice. Well, she really does like to drink. Maybe a bit too much? More wine later. Then you kicked his foot and whoosh, right on his back. It was awesome. Hey, yeah, that was pretty good, wasn't it? Then he, like, just ran off swearing at you. You were totally Kira's hero today. I think Kira's very cool. Yeah, I... Hey, did you like that cafe she brought us to? I think I liked it. Sure, it... You think she's pretty? I think she's very pretty. Babbling like a brook. Remind me not to get her drunk again. Still love looking at her, though. I like her hair. I've got pink highlights, but she just went all out. I can't decide if I'm jealous or not. Your hair. Her clothes are a bit revealing, but I think that's okay. Racy is good sometimes, right? I certainly heard to... Geez, is it me, or is it, like, getting hot in here? Oh, fuck me, no bra. Yeah, I'm feeling suddenly warm. So what do you think about my new job? I think it'll be good. You'll be... Hopefully I'll do well, I think. Judy, I think you'll do just fine. But we really should be going since your new job starts tomorrow, remember? Oh, okay. Grim, that was... That was fun. Next time when I'm rich as fuck, I'll buy you dinner. Ha, holy shit, I'll say she'd be quite entertaining like this. I'll hold you to it. Though I doubt you remember. That Eddie guy, that you mentioned... Is he that bit chubby but really cute black guy I met before? You think Eddie's cute? Ha! Better not tell him that or he'll... Oh God, pull over! So yeah. Once again, remind me not to let her drink so much. You okay? Yeah, can you just take me home? Of course, I have to swing by the office though. You okay to get upstairs by yourself? I won't be long. Yeah. Short time later, at Grimm's office. No new messages. I guess that's good. Nothing interesting in the mall except this escape envelope from Carly? With a bunch of cash. Nice. Guess she was serious about helping. Escorting seems to be pretty profitable. Anyway, with this and what's left from the pay from Mr. Mason, I should be okay for a while. Okay, now, let's see what we have here. I know someone was at the Masons after me, but who is the question? Some neighbors, the Youngs, noticed odd goings-on at the Mason residence. The medical report didn't show anything out of the ordinary, though. Very strange. Knock, knock. Who could that be? Yeah, come in. Hey, it's just me. I came by earlier, but you weren't around. Yeah, sorry. I was looking into the case at the police station, then I was out for dinner. I got your money, by the way. Guess I'm now officially hired. I keep on this case regardless, but I very much appreciate the assistance. Not a problem. It's good to have a professional helping my friend. Say, I think I found out something. Have you heard of something called awakenings? No, not a thing. Why? Well, I was just asking some peers, so to speak. They mentioned they'd heard of something by that name. I wouldn't have paid it much mind, but Thursdays were often mentioned, too. Ah, that's when Stella said she'd be going out. They say it's some crazy perverted thing with the way Stella's been talking. I'm hoping that's not what she has in mind. She's a grown woman who can handle herself. That's the thing, though. Stella really hasn't been herself, not for the last couple of weeks. And this just sounds really dangerous. I'm quite concerned she doesn't know what she's getting into. Well, I'll take a look. I can promise you that. With both of us keeping a watch on her tomorrow, I'm sure nothing will happen. How so? Well, if you can watch her place in the afternoon, I can watch at night. We'll see if she gets up to something. Yeah, I can do that. Fuck me, but that's a hot-ass dress. I have to ask, what's with the dress? Oh, work. A client wanted me to look like this. He has good taste. You can't be serious. Sure I am. It's really sexy. Yeah, but that's not how I want people to see me. I'm not just some hot piece of meat. Anyway, I should have never encouraged Stella into all this. Somehow I feel responsible. What happened to Richard and what's happening to her? Look, I highly doubt any of this is because of you. I just hope that's true. I know it is. Look, I should probably be getting out of your hair. I'll be late if I don't leave soon. Look after Stella for me? Sure thing, Carly. You take care, Grim. Good night. Good night. Meanwhile, at an unknown location. So, my sweet dirty princess, any luck? Yes, Daddy, your little slut did well. Now, girl, you better not be lying to Daddy. No, Daddy, Polly did a good job. They thought I was being robbed. Even better, though, the girl was actually looking for a job, so I gave her one at the spa. You did what? They're working at the spa. We can keep her close. She'll do whatever I want soon enough. That little do-goody Miss Prissy will soon know what it's like to be used. Careful, my perfect whore. We don't want to break her. Not yet. Now show your daddy the gifts he got you. Yes, Daddy. Quickly now. You don't want to make your daddy angry, do you? No, Daddy. Please, here, look. Good girl. Daddy, that detective is cute, too. Can I let him fuck me? I'll think about it, slut. Now let's get this off. There we are, my little slutty princess. Daddy likes? I do. So, Polly did well, you say? Yes, Daddy. All right, come here and suck me off, my slutty girl. It's so huge, Daddy, I don't know how far I can take it. We'll see how you fare. Get it wet for me. Yes, it's so big, Daddy, I'm scared. You should be more scared of what I'll do if you don't suck it. Get it in your mouth. Oh, you useless slut. Is that all you can take? I still need to train you. Worthless. Daddy, please, I'm sorry. It's just way too big. Maybe I should slap my little slut senseless, but this slut did well today. My forgiveness is earned. Polly, get in here. Sir, can I help you? Yes, Polly, I heard you did well today. For your prize, you may fuck my little girl's throat. Do anything else, though, and I swear. Really, Daddy? Don't make me change my mind. Get over there and let him do what he wants with your tiny throat. You obviously need the practice. Polly! Oh, Polly, come here. Well, it's huge too, Daddy, but not as big as yours. You taste good. Shall I cover your dick in spit? Sure, boss. Polly, shut up. I'm ready, Polly. Use his throat. Lube it up with my spit. That tastes good. Polly, what are you doing? I said to fuck her throat. Now do it. Better. Treat her like the nasty slut she is, Polly. Fuck her face. Good. Fuck, I'm gonna... Cover me, Polly. Cover me. Fuck! That was fun. Now, Polly, get out. Princess, get some sleep. We have a big day tomorrow. Yes, Daddy. Short while later, Grimm's apartment. Poor thing must have passed out as soon as she got home. Look at that figure. In her state, I could do whatever I wanted, like a little doll to play with. Fuck, Grim, seriously. What the fuck? That was too far. Jesus H. Christ. That's it. I need to control myself. No more of this. I need to get a grip. I'll just try to forget this, get some sleep, and figure out what's happening with Stella. Thursday morning. Okay, good. She's still asleep. I can't stop thinking about her, women in general lately. I should just make myself useful. I know. I'll grab a coffee. That'll calm my nerves. Hopefully Judy is up by the time I get back. She may still be hungover from last night. I remember when I was that age. I did much worse. Hopefully she'll be fine for her first day of work, though. Asphalt Cafe, 15 minutes later. And this is where we're going to end it. Okay, I've been avoiding all the choices. I'm sorry, guys. I just don't want this guy to fuck his stepdaughter. It's just really weird, man. So, we'll continue as the mystery continues to unravel with Depraved Awakening. And we'll have more on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. It was definitely uncanny. There were a couple of the faces that were completely different from what we saw in the first part. They kind of freaked me out and put me in the nightmare fuel mode. And that doesn't happen with these games very often. So, yeah.